once again here at the 2013 Commodity Classic in sunny Florida, and I'm standing currently in the Renewable Fuels Association's booth with Robert White. Robert, tell me a little bit about your role with RFA.
Well, I'm the Director of Market Development, and in that position I work predominantly with petroleum marketers and retail gas station owners to get more opportunities, more choices out there for the consumers, and obviously to push more ethanol downstream.
Well, tell me a little bit about why you guys feel that events like this here at Commodity Classic and the trade show is important to you and getting your message out to growers across the country.
Well, it's no doubt that ethanol has been the most successful rural development story in the last, perhaps ever, but definitely several decades. And the farmers here, most of them understand what impact ethanol has made to their local communities, but we're trying to educate them on how they take that message to their elected officials. Each year goes by, more and more people are sent to Washington to represent the home state with no rural background whatsoever. And so the rural message, the ethanol message, can get lost in the urban and city environment and the city conversation. And we want to make sure that when they have those opportunities to talk to their elected officials, that they pass on the message. And our number one message right now is to don't mess with the RFS, to preserve it as it is. It's a program that has the flexibility needed. Obviously, we're coming off one of the worst droughts in 50-plus years, and ethanol is still 80 cents a gallon under gasoline. I'd say the program is very successful. It's saving consumers money each day, and those that have the power to alter that need to make sure that their constituents highlight and appreciate the RFS.
What are some ways that you guys have set aside to educate the consumers and growers about the importance of ethanol and the hot issues about ethanol?
Well, we have a lot of effort through social media, press releases, blog posts. I think we've got 10 different publications sitting here on the table today. And, you know, the old face-to-face conversations is really how you get down to the nuts and bolts here at the Commodity Classic. And the good news here is it's not just a Midwest Corn Belt only. I've talked to people from Connecticut, from Mississippi, from Florida today. And that's what we need. We need a nationwide one approach to making sure that this program continues, that the ethanol industry continues to advance, that next generation ethanol comes around, and we can continue to curb our dependence on foreign oil.
Well, let's talk about some of these hot issues that you've already mentioned. What do we see coming down in the future of 2013? What are we talking about in Washington?
Well, the number one is always going to be the renewable fuel standard. There's a lot of what we call the big food, the big oil. Everyone that has would prefer the old days of cheap corn or no ethanol, one of the two. They're standing lockstep in Washington trying to get the RFS either altered or repealed. And one of the things that we said, well, it's obviously been important for farmers no matter what crop they grow, but more importantly to corn farmers. But the next generation ethanol is just about there. It's the wrong time to pull the carpet out and from under everybody and watch those investments fade away. So it's more than just a corn ethanol industry. It's the entire renewable fuel sector, including biodiesel. And then once you get past the RFS, assuming it stays in place, and E15 is the next one. And we're working state by state to get E15 approved where it's not already, and then working with the retailers in the states where it's been approved to make sure they understand that the current economics today show a higher octane fuel at a lower cost than what they currently offer. And to many consumers, as we've watched the price of gasoline go up more than 60 cents in the last month, every penny counts. And we all understand that the economy is very fragile right now. High fuel prices usually are the first to damage the economy and its recovery, and we're trying to do what we can to ensure that more ethanol is there, more choice is there, and save consumers more money.
These hot topics you've been talking about are also challenges if they don't absolutely come into play as soon as possible for growers. On top of that, looking into 2013, what are some other challenges? Because you guys represent growers across the country. What do you feel that your growers are also going to be facing, maybe drought or actually getting rain this year?
Well, no doubt. I mean, if we got to have a corn crop. You know, we use sorghum and wheat in some cases, too. It's very important that the crop get in the field. Mother Nature blesses it this year. And we see at least a trend line yield from the corn acres. And we'll see good response from the ethanol industry. The ethanol industry has backed off nearly 20% based on the drought. But despite it being, like I said earlier, the worst in over 50 years, the ethanol industry is going to survive. It is going to return to full capacity, and we're going to supply more than 10% of the nation's fuel from renewable sources next year, and that's a accomplishment that should be worthy of everyone's recognition.
Once again, talking with Robert White, and thank you for sharing with us, you know, some of the new things coming down the pipeline for RFA. Once again, at the 2013 Commodity Classic, talking with Robert White, I am Jamie Johansson.